I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner signed a measure that allows doctors to prescribe marijuana as an alternative to opioids. He says cannabis can be less intrusive and destructive.
This creates an option to save lives, prevent pain, treat pain, but in a way that does not lead to the destructive addiction of opioids.
In the meantime, the issue of legalizing marijuana for recreational use has been a big topic in this year's governor's race. Rauner opposes recreational pot, while Democrat J.B. Pritzker supports it. In other news, public health advocates and some lawmakers are not happy with the governor's decision to veto a bill that would have raised the legal tobacco age to 21. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Rauner axed the bill last Friday, though his own Department of Public Health supported it. While he called smoking, quote, detrimental in his veto message, Rauner says Illinois couldn't take the risk of losing tobacco sales tax revenue to neighboring states. But Joel Afric of the Respiratory Health Association says smoking-related health care costs are a lot higher.
How do you balance kids and health against tobacco industry propaganda about Illinois border towns losing sales?
Advocates also point to overwhelming public support for a higher tobacco age. The bill's sponsors say they'll try to overturn Rauner's decision during veto session later this fall. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A federal study shows people living near a sterilization company in a Chicago suburb face some of the nation's highest cancer risks from air pollution. Sterigenics International of Willowbrook regularly uses ethylene oxide, which has been on the federal list of carcinogens since 1985. It is used as a fumigant to sterilize heat-sensitive medical equipment. In 2016, the EPA linked it to breast and blood cancer. The communities surrounding the plant were identified on a national map of health hazards from breathing toxic chemicals. The census tract estimates the risk of cancer is more than 9 times the national average. Nearly 20,000 people in southeast DuPage County live within 1 mile of the facility. 4 schools and a daycare center are also located nearby. Since 2011, the company has been owned by a private equity firm co-founded by Governor Rauner, who left the firm the following year to begin campaigning for public office. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The most expensive inland waterway project in U.S. history is set to open later this year, and it'll be celebrated this week. The ceremonial ribbon cutting at the Olmsted Locks and Dam is scheduled for tomorrow. Antoinette Gant is commander of the Louisville District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. She says they're replacing 2 old dams with 1 and says that'll mean passage through Olmsted on the Ohio River could be reduced from 5 hours to less than 1.
You'll see a significant progress in time for them to actually go from the Ohio River down to the Mississippi or even up toward the upper end of the Ohio River.
Earlier this year, the estimated cost for the 30-year project stood at just under $3 billion. The Corps says it's expected to pay for itself in 5 years at an annual benefit of $640 million. The ribbon cutting is set for tomorrow at 10 a.m. The new locks and dam will officially open in late October. And the longstanding football rivalry between the Southern Illinois University Salukis and Southeast Missouri State University is played out again in Carbondale. Starting this year, the game will be called the War for the Wheel. The award for the winner of the game will be an authentic ship's wheel. When the series began in 1913, SEMO and SIU used to have a boat race across the Mississippi River. I'm Jennifer Fuller.